T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
947. A reminder, the Chiefs tried to get to 6-1. Afternoon game in Denver, the Broncos and the Chiefs. AFC West showdown coming up this Sunday. Game you can hear Sunday and all season long, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Eddie, you still hanging in there, bud?
I am. I'm still here.
Fire away. You want to talk about Eddie. WSU?
I do. First of all, let me give you and Bruce some kudos. You guys do a great job. Unlike that other shows, the other shows with four-letter words, you guys aren't arguing or debating or screaming at each other. You just give the facts, honest information, and I listen to you guys every day.
But, great. Don't listen to any other show. Just listen to us. Don't listen to any other show.
And I'm going to be honest, I'm purposely trying to stay away from listening to everything about Greg Marshall in this situation. You guys are my only social media outlet on this. Just because we live in a society, unfortunately, that people are not innocent until proven guilty. We want to just start judging right away. I hope and pray that he's not guilty of all these things. He's done a great job at Wichita. He's put us back on the map. I like him as a person. I like him as a coach. I'm a Greg Marshall supporter. But here's my red flags, and this is my concern. And I started asking questions a couple years ago. I've never seen a program where they've had so many players exit like we have in the last year or two. And yeah. I've heard some things say, well, these players were selfish. They didn't want to buy into the program and how they played. But if that's the case, then we did a poor job of recruiting. So I'm just really concerned about everybody that's left. And, again, I'm going to wait to see what happens. I'm going to wait till it all comes out. And I'm kind of like Bruce. I'm just going to – I really don't know about this, but I hope and pray it does go well. But I do have some concerns about, again, all the players, good players. I look forward to seeing for 4 years that has already left. So, anyway, that's all my thoughts. Thanks, guys.
Thanks again for listening.
Thanks, Eddie.
Really
solid there, and we appreciate it. The only thing on that I would offer up, and this is just me knowing kind of a shift in the types of players that you're trying to attract now with a league in which you have taken a significant step up and the ability to compete and stay relevant at that national level, but more so relevant at the top of the American. I'm pretty sure of. It's a different type of player that you are getting into a little bit. So if you believe in kind of the diamond in the rough approach to what Greg and his staff did for many years in the Valley and cultivating players like that, players that came into the program maybe without the type of fanfare that some of the players have come into the program over the last few years. And I'm not saying this is Hoyle and you have to absolutely take it as fact, but it's my belief that it's a different type of youngster. It's a different type of player. They come from different types of backgrounds from a standpoint of AAU and things of that nature. These are higher rated players. And are they different types of players with different types of expectations? I would just ask that question. And that's me. But And I'm not saying that that's the only thing, but I do think it's a factor in coaching style versus players coming in with certain expectations and in some cases the manner in which they've been handled, and I'm not going to say coddled because I don't mean that, but how they've been handled or where they've come from and their experience and expectations growing up in, for lack of a better term, an AAU kind of culture.
In regards to the everybody transferred topic, yeah, that's eyebrow
that's
raising
an issue.
At the very least, because, and I'll use this guy as an example, and please, I'm just generalizing here. Just bear with me here on the connecting the dots. Guy like Asbjørn Midtgaard, he tried, the playing time just wasn't there. He went to Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a playing time issue, I totally understand it. And if that's the basket we put Asbjørn in, I totally get it. It's not all playing time, though, because Grant Sherfield played a lot.
No.
And
sure.
Eric Stevenson played a lot. And Eric and his family members on social media made it a very badly kept secret that he and Greg didn't get along. Or he didn't appreciate Greg Marshall's style of coaching. Maybe that's more accurate.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the coaching staff's job, I think, and I hope I'm not speaking out of school, but at the very least, the athletic director's job, when somebody wants to leave, to get to the bottom of the reasons why somebody wants to leave. I don't know if they talked to every single transfer. I wouldn't be surprised if they did, because that's kind of their, you know,
sure,
in order to get your
right
release, it's kind of you do your due diligence. Why aren't you staying here, especially if you're on scholarship? So it's not – they're not all leaving because they're not getting to play, and that's, to Eddie's point, that's a little bit disconcerting. What bothers me about the knee-jerk reaction, one of the things, since these allegations came out, is either pretty blindly and steadfastly wanting Greg fired or blindly or steadfastly – supporting Greg and ignoring any of the allegations. You got people on both sides of the ledger there, and I think it's dangerous and it makes you look foolish at the same time. For those
yeah
that have already come out and said, I 100% support Greg Marshall. Well, you don't know anything. Why can you do that?
Right.
I mean, if you like Greg and just say so, that's fine. And he's done here and the W's and the L's and the sellouts, yeah, that's fun for everybody. Let's tap the brakes here both ways. And we don't have to run him out on a rail or gather up the pitchforks and the torches
because
they're allegations. We don't know. We still don't know.
So no.
For people, and this reminds me of politics. Like, I'm not going to come off of my political stand, and you're not going to come off of yours, and we're going to fight about it, and we're going to argue about who's right and who's wrong in the midst of an investigation. Nobody in this day and age can just wait. And we've all got to, you know, either come away with a innocent or a guilty before the investigation's even there. That bugs me maybe
right
more than anything, that I'm with Greg or fire Greg and there's no in between.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
are you still with Greg if these allegations are true? I mean, then that means all you really want is to back Greg and to go 25-7.
Or you want to fire him just because, or you want him fired
because he's a hard ass
for whatever reason. Because he's a hard ass. Gee, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you don't like the guy. You don't like his
you know, I mean, please,
demeanor. Yeah. Okay. We need to get to the Twitter question that's been pushed for 2 days in a row. World Series to talk about also. Todd Tishner, a Garden City native, called the balls of strikes last night. What else do we need to get to? Got a whole hour to figure it out. 869-1240 if you want to join the hotline. What's on tap, courtesy of Side Pockets out of Tyler Crossing, home of the Daily Lunch Special. World Series talk maybe? some picks talk definitely at 10:25. We all had a good week last week. We'll try to keep it going come tomorrow with State Farm, Lee Sterling, and the like. Hour number two, straight ahead.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.